Divine thinkers are the unacknowledged legislators of the world. Divine thinkers are the unacknowledged legislators of the world. We can say, there now is peace on earth, and establish peace on earth by our word. It is done all the time. We would like to see it done permanently. Actually, people who think beautiful thoughts, people who think uplifting thoughts, people who think divine thoughts, are the unacknowledged legislators of the world, for they are thinking beautiful thoughts. They are thinking unacknowledged thoughts, because they are putting into motion what truly is. Now, one of the unacknowledged thought might be whatever we think is truth, like values. What is your value? What is your value about life? What is your value about yourself? What is your value about the world you live in? Is your value that all is good and very good? Is your value be yourself and have fun? Is your value the truth? Is your value love, unconditional love for yourself and for everyone? Is that your true value? If that's your value, then that's what you live. And how can you live that sort of value unless that's who you really are, unless that's who your nature is, unless that's who your being is? When your being is this value, then this is what your world is. If your being is the value of unconditional love, if your being is the value of peace, if your being is the value of a love that goes beyond all measures, that looks at all the world and sees it and calls it good, can we have the value, can we have the attitude, can we have the knowingness that the divine creator of all had of us? Can we? And the answer is yes. How did the divine creator of all have the ability to look at his creation, at its creation, and call it good and very good? How did the divine creator of all allow himself or itself to think that everything is beautiful and good? And for the divine creator, everything is beautiful and good. For the divine creator cannot see anything other than itself in all creation, for it created that creation, and that creation is itself. Now, when we, as humans, do not look with our divine eyes, we are seeing limitation. We are seeing something that might be, something that would like to be, but not something that is. If we are a divine thinker, we are always thinking divine thoughts. And the divine thoughts that we think are what our world is. If we have the ability to think divine thoughts, if we have the ability to think thoughts that are beautiful and good and magnificent at all times, if we have the ability to think thoughts that reveal perfection, that reveal beauty and goodness, we are legislating that thought into being. We are empowering that thought to be what we would like it to be in our world. For every thought that we have is what our world is. Every time we think any thought, we empower that thought to be an experience in our life. Anytime we think any thought, we give that thought the reality expression that we are. Do we want that? Do we want our thoughts to be able to be expressed as just what we think they are? Do we want our thoughts to have doubt in them? Do we want our thoughts to have wishful thinking for tomorrow? Do we want our thoughts to be unrealized truth? Or do we want our thoughts, do we want our thinking to be unrealized truth? So we look at all in the universe. We look at all in the world, and we see it, and we call it good. We legislate our thoughts by our thinking, and we legislate them for the world. We empower them to be the method upon which the world operates. We empower them to be the source of the will upon which all things are brought into being. And if this source is good, if this source is our highest and best at all times, if it is always in divine order, always in divine balance, always in divine oneness, then that's all we'll know. That's all we'll have. That's all we'll be. Now, is this what you want to be? Is this what you want your life to be? Is this what you want your world to be? Do you want to be a divine thinker? Do you want to be a divine thinker? And do you want to be the unacknowledged legislator of the world? Can you, by your thought, say, all is good and let it be good and not look for its failures? If you ever look for your failures in life, you'll find them, because you're creating them the moment you look for them. If you ever look at your falsehoods in your life, if you ever look at your unfulfilled desires in your life, they will always be unfulfilled desires. They'll always be falsehoods in your life. They'll always be that which does not bring about your highest and your best. But when you start being an unacknowledged legislator in the world of all that is good, you'll be a divine thinker, recognizing that your thought is what you think. Your thought is divine. Your thought is magical. Your thought is all that is good. And when you know that all your thoughts are good and beautiful and fantastic, when you know that, then you empower them to be who and what you are. You empower them to be the very life of you, the very essence of your being, the very reality of the nowness that you are. Yes, it's an interesting phrase, the unacknowledged legislator of the world. But we are, for we say, there now is peace on earth, and our word brings that peace into expression in our life. There now is peace on earth, and we bring about that peace on earth because we now no longer see it as not being there, but we see it as being there. We see it as a fulfillment of everything in our universe. And as we see it as the fulfillment of everything in our universe, it is done. As we see it as the fulfillment of every ideal, every dream, every goal in the universe, it is done. Is this what we want? Is this how we would like our world to be? We can have it that way very wonderfully if that's how we want it to be. It's just a matter of our choice. Our choice of who we are and what we are and why we are and what we're going to do about it. Every moment of our life, we can dedicate ourselves to being the divine thinker. Every moment of our life, we can dedicate ourselves to being the divine thinker. And the divine thinker only thinks things that are beautiful and good. The divine thinker only thinks things that are whole and perfect. The divine thinker only thinks things that are the ideal. Divine thinkers are the unacknowledged legislators of the world. We don't really recognize that we're doing it. And that's the way it should be. We should do it subliminally, unconsciously. We should do it without thought. It should be our nature to do it. It should be who and what we are that every moment is expressed by our divine thoughts. And when we keep our thoughts divine at all times, when we keep our dreams and goals and desires divine at all times, then we are the divine thinker. And we are not unimportant, but unacknowledged legislators of the world, because we are establishing in our world who and what we are by our divine thoughts. So every moment of my life, I dedicate myself to thinking divine thoughts. Every moment of my life, I dedicate myself to thinking thoughts that are so beautiful they will be brought forth in my experience absolutely. And they're brought forth only because now, for the first time, I recognize it, and I am the unacknowledged legislator of my world and all the thoughts that are in it, because I am the creator of all these thoughts, and I am the creator of my world. Be a divine thinker, and recognize that you are the unacknowledged legislator of your world. Of everything that takes place in your world, you spoke your word, you thought your thought, and brought it into being. Let us do that cautiously, lovingly, unconditionally, in every way, every day of our life, for we are the masters of whatever happens in our world. I love you. I love you. I love you.